Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
You know, Jason, you have something, amongst other things, that a lot of people don't have.
What's that?
You already have the perfect title for your autobiography if you ever write one. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. The Jason Ross story.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Wow!
What just happened? Earlier. Last segment, we played the end of the De'Aaron Fox thing.
Yeah.
And then I hadn't even looked at our YouTube chat. And I said, you know, I saw the vast majority were like, hey, De'Aaron, like, great, great, you know, that's a very true, very real comment he made, you know, good for you, no problems. And I said, but there's the usual set of characters that are like, you're coming off bad. You have a right, you have a responsibility to talk to the media. And then I didn't even look at the YouTube chat. And then shockingly, Earl is not ranting, but you know, he does not agree. When you're a pro athlete, you don't get the same right to a private life as a normal person does. You're a topic at that point. Well, just real quick, let's explore that. What right to a private life? Why does Earl have a right to a private life? If Earl, and I don't mean this how it sounds, I'm just being honest here. If Earl was interesting enough for people to care about his private life, even if he was a private citizen, but like if Earl had a 17-inch ear, like there'd be some people that are like outside his house taking pictures wanting to see the ear guy. Like, mm-hmm. Sorry, dude. He didn't ask for that.
Right.
It's a loose and silly analogy, but.
Wow, that was a really good analogy.
Thank you. What I'm saying is that these guys aren't signing up. They're signing up to play basketball. One of the job requirements is, in fact, media availability. But you're not required to make that availability pleasant in any way, shape, or right. form, should you wish.
Yeah, technically that one time Marshawn Lynch just gave answers, Rasheed Wallace, I'm here, so didn't answer the questions. He was available.
May not be great for your brand.
Yeah.
Maybe awesome. By the way, it didn't hurt Marshawn.
Yeah, you choose to do it how you want to do it.
You choose.
Yeah. Some people go, that's not the question I asked you. I answered it the way I wanted to answer it. You want me to go somewhere, I'm not answering
ask
it
that me way. Ask me a question, Jason, about last night's game as if I was a player.
Okay.
Any question.
Anything. So, Dave, what did you see as the problem defensively in the second half?
I didn't really see a problem.
You didn't see a problem in the defense that you guys played?
That's what I said.
So how do you fix that come Friday?
We'll have to figure it out. Like, literally could do that all day.
Yeah. And then I would get frustrated, you would get frustrated, right. and we went nowhere.
And that's it. There's no requirement. Now,
but also on that, what bothers, mm-hmm. this is my own personal pet peeve, because you said it and others have said it.
Yeah.
Not you were saying what others have said. Or the same, like, for free throws, let's say, is where it really gets me. If I was getting paid X amount of dollars,
right.
how do you miss free throws? I don't care if you're getting paid a dollar. Or you're getting paid all right, of the
right,
money.
Right.
You can miss.
It's, right.
You shouldn't. Or not even you shouldn't. No one makes them all. I don't think anybody's trying to miss. But that to me, you're putting the money in as a, or, hey, you're getting paid that much. You have to answer. Do you?
Do you?
Right.
And
why is the money a thing?
It is. By the way, the money is. Here's the thing that people. Look, there's a very fine line here. To be able to play professional sports is an absolute privilege and a gift. These are the 1% of the 1%. They have a beautiful life. They get all the good rooms on the cruise ships. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like They are privileged right. and wonderful. And by the way, and some of it is just simply like, you know, I don't like saying genetic lottery because I think there's dog whistles there. There are some people that have natural physical gifts that we don't have.
Right.
But they also there are also for every one of those that are in the NBA or in a major league sport, there's 500 that have the same physical gifts sure. that they were blessed with that don't put in the work and effort to hone those gifts and do that. What I think is very difficult for the layperson, we're all lay people if we're not playing. I'm not, you know, condescending here. We're all in that boat. What's very difficult for all of us to understand, and we might have a little bit of a better understanding, Jason, because we've covered this sport and these people a long, long time. Yes, they're gifted. It's privileged. It's awesome. We trade places with them. Blah, blah, blah. Of course. But when you miss that shot, you're getting death threats. Mm-hmm. When you are out with your family, you're always aware of your surroundings because you never know. It could be something as innocent as, hey, an overzealous fan that really means well, but you're in the middle of eating with your wife and kids and, hey, can I get a picture? It's a little rude, but it's nothing. That's nothing compared to I got a private message on Instagram last night that said, you destroyed the under on my bet. I'll be looking for you. And now for the next few, I go out, I see somebody weird walking around, somebody that just doesn't seem like they belong there. And all of a sudden you have that like that crazy mm-hmm. butterfly scared feeling in you that is a cumulative stress pattern that happens. You're under a microscope. You're in a fishbowl. We don't see that other side. You know what? I was not going to mention this. And I'm going to be very, very broad because I don't want to give it the notice it doesn't deserve. But since we're talking specifically about De'Aaron, yesterday on social media, some random social media person took a picture of De'Aaron and his lovely wife and made an absolutely disgusting comment about her. Disgusting. Oh, wow, really? Disgusting. I will not honor it with saying what it was. It was disgusting. And wrongly, even though people's hearts were in the right place, you know, they're quoting this guy and reporting him. Hey, report this guy. You're a moral, you know, just going after him. It's like, dude, just don't even acknowledge it. Don't even acknowledge it. She saw it. She had maybe the coolest possible response she could. Like, she was trying to laugh it off. And this guy responded with more trolling right back.
Oh, really?
Usually at that point, it's like, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. No, this guy, like, I hope this guy loses his legs. Like, this is a bad, bad person. I don't know. I didn't want to say dies in a fire. That's over the top. But I think losing his legs is a bad person. Imagine being De'Aaron Fox. And you have to see that.
Right.
And you have to
his wife.
Of course.
Yeah.
And she tried to play. She didn't try. She was so classy and cool in how she handled it. Far more mature than I could ever be. And I thought about her and I thought about De'Aaron and like, there's this fine line between.
That probably happens all the time. Too,
all
sadly.
The time. And you have to walk this tightrope of. You have to walk this tightrope of I want to lose my mind at you. Also, anything I say, it's a human starting gun and we're off to the races and now it's just going to get that much worse.
Yeah. And the hardest part for someone like that that's got the fame and notoriety is that same person, whoever said this, also maybe one day showed up to him and was like, hey, can I get an autograph, picture, selfie?
You're so right.
And then not knowing later that,
you're
boom,
so right.
I'm going to just destroy this person on social media.
I think one of the most depressing things about that is this guy's bio says he's a 40-year-old father of four. He bred four times. Bottom line is this. I'm going to land the plane here. I'm not, look, Earl, I get where you're coming from, and I'm not, this isn't all about you. Of course not. We don't acknowledge enough that although they live privileged, amazing, million-dollar, rich and famous lifestyles and fly private, and we don't acknowledge that in today's day and age of social media, of access everywhere, of looking up people's addresses, of online media abuse, racism, disgusting things that by the way, this wasn't even a well, I mean, you never know, but this wasn't a racial comment either. This was something completely different. We don't acknowledge that part. So I guess forgive me if I get a little defensive of the athletes when you have a guy in De'Aaron who is in front of the media, who's answering every single question after a 30-plus point blowout on national television when his team, in the only job in the world where you work harder for the goal of extending your work year, your contract's still the same, you want to play a month longer, and they're emotionally wrapped up in it. He's not just here to cash checks. He's here because he wants glory. He rides or dies for Sacramento. He wants to bring a championship here. And the guy comes up and he gets a straight up question from a very good reporter in Jason Anderson, and he gives him a straight up answer. I get nothing out of coming up here. Of course, I don't want to talk to you guys after a loss, right? And it's not much different after a win, but it's part of the job. You say it sounds like he's saying this is it feels like a job. It isn't. That's the part that's the job.
Yeah.
He'd rather shower and go home and see his beautiful wife and kids and get out of here.
Right.
But he's answering your questions, and we're going to nitpick because he was honest?
Yeah.
I can't. Look, fan how you want a fan, I can't agree with that. We'll take a break. Sorry, that was supposed to be all about Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw him.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand where they're coming from, Jason. I'll be honest, man. With so many things here to worry about, I don't have the energy to deal with that. But American Energy might, and right now they are encouraging you to go electric. Save money. That was up and down PG&E bills. Look, I'm not going to get specific, but I got a PG&E. My wife emailed. You know, Jason, sometimes I think people think I just do these bits for a spot. I got my wife sent me a PG&E bill yesterday, right after the show. Jason, would you agree that dollar amount is...
Whoa.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa.
All right, not a bit.
Whoa.
Not a bit. That's a PG&E bill I got yesterday. That's insane. I got a PG&E bill more than my car payment yesterday. Well, that's actually right around the same. It's gross, dude. So I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm serious. And I have a fairly new HVAC system. I got to check out the pricing here. I'm seriously considering taking American Energy up on their free consultation where they will come out to the house and they will let me know exactly how much it would cost for me to go all electric and get out of these deals, man. Smud, PG&E, the whole thing. Get rid of fluctuating gas bills in the winter and switch to year-round all electric with American Energy. It's perfect. It's spring right now. Summer's coming up. Make it happen, Captain. Let them perform a free in-home energy efficiency analysis. See where they can help you save for the warmer months ahead. These guys are the best. I tell you that all the time. Learn more. Figure it out. Get it done. By calling 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990. AmericanEnergyAir.com. American Energy. Making the uncomfortable comfortable. 30 seconds, folks. 30-second break. And we are back. How will the Kings respond on Friday? Well, I don't know. But we'll make a segment out of it next.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Black and purple. It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on your local sports leader, Sacktown Sports.
Hey, welcome back. Love you. Love your show. Love y'all. 1-800-920-1140.
So are you of the belief that every time, well, at least recently, when the Kings have had losses or losses like this, bad losses,
yeah,
they have responded?
They have.
You think they do it Friday? If you're, you know, we got a couple days to regroup. Was it a scheme thing? Was it, I mean, part of it, too, on Dallas – they shot incredibly well.
Yes, they did.
Kings did not shoot very well. Now, what are the reasons behind that? We talked about a couple things earlier. Maybe it's different lineups, different personnel for Dallas. But, I mean, man, they just – they Luka was so good in the first half, and then Kyrie was so good in the third quarter. I don't even know if the Kings changed their defense on Luka. I think just Kyrie just went.
They just went.
And so the Kings have to do the adjusting for sure come Friday.
Yeah, well, Luka said he made some adjustments before the game.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
What were they?
He usually orders just two number fours, but this time he went with a four, a three, and a six.
See?
Hey, it might have motivated him. You said that yesterday.
I'm going to tell you something, Chris. It was a true story. Luka was on the post-game TNT user post-game interview, right? Which, by the way, I forget the sideline person's name, but was I the only one that kept – you didn't know you were working. It kept sounding like the announcer said, let's go to Abdul-Jabbar, who has more on this. And I forget her name, but it's something like Jabari or something like that. But the way they kept saying it, all I heard was, let's go to Abdul-Jabbar. And the first time I heard it, I was like, wait, what? Kareem would be an amazing sideline reporter. Let's go to Abdul-Jabbar for some thoughts. Well, you know, the Sacramento Kings really need to read my book. This is a true story, Chris. I listened to the post game. Just because in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, my God. Remember the thing we said yesterday? What if he's listening and Chris and I are bagging on his weight and he goes off and then the Kings get blown out and he says something to the post game? He didn't. But I listened just in case. Didn't happen. I do think they'll step up, Jason. Weirdly enough, I do. When they lost that big one to the Clippers at home after the emotional Golden State game, they turned around and they beat Denver. When they lost by 20 down in LA again to the Clippers. They came back home and they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
When they lost to Boston 144-119, they turned around 2 days later at home and they beat Phoenix 120-105.
Okay.
That loss to Portland in Portland, they turned around and won in Atlanta. That 33-point loss to New Orleans, they won pretty much in Detroit in the next game. That loss to Indiana, when Indiana didn't have Halliburton or Siakam, they turned around and they beat Atlanta. They lost to Cleveland by 26, or excuse me, Detroit by 13 at home. They then went again, and they blew out Denver by 29 points. On and on and on. You know, again, they lost to Denver in Denver, then went into Minnesota and beat them in OT. Blah, 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 blah.
Now, the difference is it's not the same team, right? And these other, the ones I referenced earlier where they played Houston and Houston very early on in the year.
Yeah.
And then lost to Houston again the next game. And they had that twice with New Orleans early. So I don't know if this is a new matchup problem with Dallas because of their different personnel they now have, or if it's, you know, an outlier game like we said earlier.
I've tried to be very careful to use the 5-7 as a factor, but not an excuse. But let me open up the door and let me just step into or step across the border and enter excuse town. Population me. I would say this. If playing 5 games in 7 nights, if you are truly fatigued, and that is a factor, a huge factor, wouldn't it look like you come out of the box, you have the lead for most of the first quarter, then you're down 3 going into the second, then you're just down 5 going into halftime, and then you come out of halftime and you're just absolutely shellacked 74-43 in the second half because your legs have gone, you are completely tired, you are out of it. Now, I'm not saying that that's the reason it happened, but I'm saying if playing 5-7 is a contributing factor, that's what the box score would look like.
I agree with that.
Fatigue.
Yeah, I agree with that.
General delayed fatigue. So Friday's going to tell me a lot. Look, if they lose to Dallas, it's not the end of the world, of course. They can still make the play-in, then make the playoffs, and then beat all the teams and be the champions, and we'll go, hey, remember the Dallas thing? We thought it was, of course, but it's going to be a lot tougher of a road.
Right.
Friday's going to tell me a lot. I do think they'll win, and I'm not optimistic guy, but I do like the matchup with this team. I like the fact that the Kings are going to have 2.5, almost 3 full days to sit around and ruminate on the fact that not only did they get pantsed at home, but they got pantsed on national TV, and they need to send a message. Oh, by the way, it is a playoff game in the sense that if the Kings lose, Dallas and them will be 2-2 on the series. As you said, it's conference record. I believe that loss would push Dallas ahead on conference record. If the Kings win, they win the series 3-1, which means Dallas would have to finish a game ahead of them to take that spot. If the Kings are a game ahead of Dallas, they're effectively 2 games ahead, if you follow my point. So I do think they're going to respond, Jason Ross.
Yeah, they have done that. That'd be great. The thing I would say, too, that has to be different, I don't even know. I don't even submit anybody that played well yesterday. I didn't think the Kings had a – I mean, their best players are Fox and Sabonis, and I think Monk is right there.
Uh-huh.
None of the three were very good.
First time, I think, according to Frankie, I don't have the tweet in front of me, but I saw it. First time, I think, since it was January 5th. First time the Kings did not have a player score 20 or more.
Yeah, and again, it didn't have to be points, but I just didn't think. I mean, Sabonis, I thought, was going to get one of the worst triple-doubles. He got a double-double. I didn't think he was very good.
Yeah,
it just
none of them were.
Dallas had a lot of guys play well.
JR, good morning.
I'm Kareem Jabbar. I thought the same thing, CDC. I was waiting for him to say, hey, DeMoss needs to develop a skyhook.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Get into the lane a little more.
Yes.
And I wanted to see him sitting on a recliner in Hawaii smoking a J.
That's what he'd do. Let's go to Abdul-Jabbar for the highlights.
I laugh because I thought that I heard that too. And I turned my head like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And I will say, I got to think, Luca, he might be on the steroids, and I know that might be a, you know, like in and out steroids, but man, he's a little chunky monkey there. I hate to say it, he's Euro, and you're allowed to do that. I mean, little boy Joker and all those guys, but yeah, he might want to hit a treadmill once in a while on his off days.
And that's what we said yesterday, man. The buffet's got to get ready. The hookah, yeah. the hookah places, the liquor stores. Yeah. But you know what? Whatever it is, man, he put one on us yesterday.
Oh, he did. And you're right. That third quarter, they just sat in the halftime and went, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Put a fork in it. Because they kept coming down the middle, and then every time they would stop that, they'd kick out. And then, of course, I want to say there was a section there where Dallas was like 8 for 8 in a row in the third quarter. And it just went, oh, my God, we're getting cooked. Friday's going to be fun. It's going to be crazy down there. It is going to be a good time. Crazy town.
Crazy town, brother.
Jay Ross playing flag football and with Chris and everyone or whatever. No, we kicked a little football through the field goal post.
Yeah.
One of your better posts.
Yeah.
You're really good at that, Jay Ross.
Thanks.
I think you got – you could with the new kickoff rule, you're perfect for the NFL, brother.
That's what was my plan.
Got it right in Matt's cleavage.
Yeah, I did.
It was pretty good.
Yes.
Wonder if Matt doubled down last night.
Man,
we'll take a break. I love you, Matt. When we come back, a season worst loss for the Kings, or matches it at least. We've got some post game audio from Keegan and Mike Bronze, the head coach of the Sacramento Kings.
Sahas.
Is his middle name La? we'll talk. Steven, I see you on the phone line, brother. We'll get to you next. It's Sports.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Uncle Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140
on Sactown Sports.
I just discovered something else and I don't want to get into it. This is definitely a lot of it. Chris has issues with Forrest Gump. I know. I have a feeling that's an off-air conversation. Every day I feel like.
Or we could save it for summer.
There you go. Who's summer? Steven, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Dave.
Morning. Hi. And Jason.
Hi.
And Chris.
Hi.
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 Hi. Hey.
Okay, then.
All right. So you have Jason do a call last week on the air. And I believe it was for some silly basketball folly, and it was incredible. I thought it was a really good idea, honestly. Well, I thought it was a good thing. I have an idea. Maybe for the summer, maybe you do it once a week. I don't know. You find some funny off the wall basketball play, Jason. You do a live read, play by play, on the air. Because your reaction to what it was.
Oh, it was James Harden.
It was Kawhi and James Harden.
I forgot about that.
It was Kawhi and James Harden.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would be kind of like a nice little bit, you know what I'm saying? On the call with Jason Ross. And it's like a little 30-second little snippet. You pull a clip out of nowhere, and you're like, all right, 3, 2, 1, Jason, go. And... You know,
I'm up for that.
No, just a random idea, dude. Not to put you on the spot, J-Rod.
No, I like it. I'm up for that. I like those things.
Yeah, honestly, Steven, I think that's the worst idea I've ever heard.
Oh, what? Dude, that's rude. No, that is really rude.
Hey, Steven,
you
honestly,
know who's not rude, by the way? Scott Marsh. I got to meet Scott Marsh yesterday, and that is by far the nicest human being I've ever met.
I just saw him downstairs.
Henry Turner is really awesome, though.
High Flyer is great, too. I just saw Scott downstairs.
High Flyer is awesome.
Scott's a very nice man. We all enjoy him.
Yeah,
Steven, that's a great idea. Honestly, I think the only challenge there is that James Harden thing was so unique that I think the best part of the call wasn't your call. It was you
My
losing
reaction.
It while you watched it.
Yeah, but maybe you could find some random clips and then, yeah.
Chris, are you thinking what I'm thinking? I think
random.
There's I bet you there's some Olympics.
Yes.
Because honest to God, I think it was it the Summer Olympics where this happened? To me, to this day, the lasting, most entertaining part of the Olympics, of any point of the Olympics, was by far Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg breaking down the horses. To me, was the funniest thing ever. So maybe we just do our own version.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
I like that, Steven. Thank you.
Thank you, Steven. I'm messing with Steven. Steven's my Facebook buddy.
Yeah.
Dallas beat the Kings by 36 last night. That matches the worst loss of the year for the Sacramento Kings. There was no pace. The Kings were outscored on them. By the way, the fact that the Kings were outscored fast break style, not that it hasn't happened before, that's another thing you look at and go, well, maybe there was fatigue there too.
Yeah, because that's an area that they've owned Dallas in before. I remember there was a great back and forth game last year here. But by the end, it did look like Luka and Kyrie, they were tired. They got tired of the pace, and that wasn't even a factor yesterday.
Mike Brown spoke after the game. I asked him. Mike Bronze, yeah. As it's written here. I asked him about their play and how he felt about it.
Our spacing wasn't good. Our pace in the half court wasn't good. Our cutting wasn't good. But the biggest thing is we just would not spray the basketball to save our lives. And to have four sprays against a pretty good defensive team like that is not good enough. We were 1 for 4 in sprays. And by the time we took our starters out, I think we had a total of 24 threes. And a lot of that had to do because we weren't spraying the basketball. So we obviously weren't good defensively. Luka and Kyrie, they're great players, and they had a lot to do with it. But offensively, watching us play tonight, I'm a little surprised how we played.
Okay, first off, we have to have some sort of a thing whenever anybody says spray, because that's like a thing. That's like my favorite thing now.
Is it
spray threes?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. I don't remember hearing the term spray threes until this year, maybe last year.
Okay,
but now it's like everywhere. I think even a media guy,
media members are asking.
They're like, so the sprays. By the way, I wanted to explain to everybody what spray threes were. So I Googled it, and it says, did you mean what are spray trees? And then it goes into fruit trees. Did we ask Katie that last week? I feel like we did.
Yes.
Oh, no. It was Brendan.
Brendan, let's ask
And you Katie. Asked Brendan about what?
Spray threes. There it is. And you know what's the best is that it was three. I love that. Let's ask Katie about spray threes. Because I think she says it too. I think this is a made-up term that doesn't mean anything. Because I'm a basketball expert.
Get into the paint and throw it out for a three-pointer.
Wasn't that just to throw it out and get in the paint and throw it out for a three-pointer? I think, oh, what is spraying about that? Why is that a spray three?
Because you're spraying the court. Spreading out the court. No?
Not no.
You want it I'm explained processing differently?
It. Well, no. I'm just like, I'm trying to think of, obviously you're explaining it correctly, and I'm just trying to think, like, what made you think that, or not you, but what made that, like, oh, well, okay, I'm in the paint, and
yeah, because it used to be kick out
threes. Yeah, kick out three.
Yeah.
When the hell is spray, did you hear one of us just gurgle? One of us just gurgled.
Really?
Was it you?
I don't know. Like bronze?
I heard a gurgle.
Okay, could have been. It was unknowing if
gurgle.
It was.
Yeah, it was a gurgle. Yeah. Yeah, but what happened? It kicks out for a three. It's good.
Yeah.
It kicks it up. Kicks. And now we say, kick it out for a spray three.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like he has it in there. The little squirt gun
has what? A sounder for when we say spray threes?
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure he wasn't squirting a spray gun.
Because spraying threes, that sounds like something completely different. I don't know what this clip is, but it says they stretched the double team. Here's more of Mike Braun's.
What they did was when we doubled them, they just tried to stretch the double team so that our rotations are longer, and then they just got the ball out. And they made one more, you had to rotate, they made one more simple pass. And because they stretched the double team and our rotations are longer. Now, again, you always talk about, I always talk about the domino effect our team. Our team sometimes gets into the mode where the guy that has the ball thinks he has to make the assist. And sometimes it's the hockey assist that kills teams. And so tonight when we did blitz, they did a great job of extending the double team, and we had to because those guys both had it going in certain times of the game. But they got it out just simply to the open man, and they let that open man make a play when we had to rotate to him. And, you know, you just live with whoever takes a shot at that time, and hopefully you're able to get there and contest. And more than that, you hope that they miss. But if they make shots, then at the end of the day, you can say, hey, I'm going to live with that because we're not letting – Luka get another 26 in the second half, and then Kyrie, you know, get 20 or 30 in the second half himself.
Did they not contest the spray threes?
After
the double team was stretched.
So what do we do with the spray chart now? Because there's twos in there, right?
Oh, there's no spray twos.
There's no spray twos?
No, spray threes.
The spray threes.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. If a spray three is when you have it inside and you kick it out, then what happens if you're on the outside and you throw it in? That's points in the paint, right?
No, it's just a post-up.
Right, just a post-up. But why can't we come out with, well, what's the opposite of spray?
That's a gathered two.
I can't wait for Katie now. I'm actually very excited for it. Yeah, by the way, all right, when I ask the question, will she legit give like a instant legit answer?
Oh, David.
That, or will it be an, oh, God, you're such an idiot.
Oh, my gosh, you're just lame.
Yeah, well, right. I think she'll give a legit answer, and then when I follow up on something, it's going to be that.
I think you lead with the question, but the sound effect of the spray three.
So that would say, like, Katie.
It sounds different when you hear the spray three.
So what? That's what I'd say?
Well, no, you have to ask her something, but make sure she hears the...
The squirt?
Yeah.
The spray? So, yeah, because they're not squirt threes.
You could ask her, why are they not squirt threes?
Yeah, why are they called spray threes, Katie? Yeah. And then Chris goes... Psh, psh, psh. And then let her... Yes. Yeah. Then it depends, because Katie... Here's the thing about Katie, and I mean this with love, which means I'm going to say something lame. Katie, you know those people that their ears turn off when they talk? Everyone knows that person where when they're talking, they can't hear anything. So my thing is that once the question registers and she gets going, how about this? Let's take another bet. We'll do it just like that. Hopefully she's not listening. Will Katie notice and acknowledge the spray sound effect? Mm.
Unfortunately, I have a problem of not turning my mic on and off in here to where she has heard me talking in the background and ignored it.
I don't think she's going to notice the spraying.
I think she will notice it, but she'll ignore it.
Kyle Madsen and I did a bit once. It was right after she had her baby where we, every time we'd reset, we'd ask her a question. We wanted to see how many times we could call her mom without her noticing. And like, it came up as a Facebook memory the other day. We got up to 11. And then she finally was like, why are you guys calling me mom? Is this a thing? I don't think she noticed the first 10. I think we just accentuated the second one. So she's coming up in 20 minutes. Looking forward to that. Here is Keegan Murray saying we didn't get enough threes up. Spray or no?
I mean, I feel like we didn't get enough threes up. They kind of took us away from the three-point line. I think only attempted 20-something, but they took away that. And then in the third quarter, they just felt like they got whatever they wanted.
They call it spray threes instead of kick out threes because you have more than one three-point shooter option. So if you're the only guy open on the outside and I get it to you, that's a kick out three. But if you and Chris are open and I'm spraying it.
Say it. Don't spray.
Honestly, this sounds like one of those pharmaceutical company things that I don't trust. That's what it is. You know what this is? This is deep basketball.
Yeah. Deep cuts.
Get MC on this thing. What is really good? This might be the one time where he and I team up. What is really
you
going on?
You guys will solve, what is, solve yeah. this. What if is, you got a problem, MC will solve it.
Yeah, check out his hook while his DJ revolves it. Ice, baby. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're a little goofy right now. King's lost. What's hot and who's not? And we'll recap three in the key before we get to Katrina Christensen at 9 a.m. What, I do that right? Oh, that's not how it's spelled. Kings TV analyst Katie Christensen.
Spelled the right way.
Spelled the right way. Shoot the ball the right way. We'll be right back after this.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, what's that? Oh.
Who or what is hot?
Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Do I have to go further?
Yeah, I guess so.
He was 34-23, 34 points, 23 rebounds last night in the Lakers' 128-124 double overtime win over the Bucks. He also did that playing 52 minutes in the game.
Woo! Actually got out there and played some. Good for him. Who or what is not?
I could tell why Dave isn't here right now because he doesn't want to hear what's not. The Kings are not hot. Yesterday, they were outscored 74-43 in the second half. They also shot 32.6% from the field, 25% from three.
Yeah, but the Kings were going to get him in the fifth quarter. No? Hello? Anybody?
You know how, like, I share everything?
Uh-huh.
I just had an incredibly... That's why I'm late to the segment. I would say top five most awkward experience I've had in my career. So the M&M situation... If you're just joining us, GM has a gumball machine of M&M's. I bought refills because I eat all the M&M's. So I went downstairs and I refilled the M&M's. He wasn't in the office. So what I did is I went in there, I opened up the gumball machine, I poured the M&M's in. There was still about half of the big thing of M&M's. And I put them right next to the gumball machine. Perfect, right? Nobody's there to see. So they won't see that I'd already eaten a third of the thing of the M&Ms. It just looks like I filled his machine full of M&Ms and left the remainder there.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I even took a picture for you guys as to how I left it. Now, I don't know where on the list of things I least would want to happen at that point. I don't know where this sits. But having your GM along with the president of programming for the entire company walk in on you while you're doing that is probably really high on that list.
You're busted?
The worst kind of busted. The worst kind of busted. Don't give me that look, Simone. The worst. I'm vulnerable right now. And then we proceeded to have a roundtable conversation, not the pizza, upping the conversation we've had on the radio about the ethics of what I was doing, to which the big boss, not the big boss, our guy, but the big boss was like, I probably would have taken him home and gotten a new one. But in the end, the fact that you're being open about it is ethical. I was not prepared for that. Everyone's wearing suits and ties and they're all in their best behavior.
I thought we prepared you for it on this show.
I didn't prepare. I prepared for that with our GM, who I know. I've met this other gentleman maybe three or four times. He's an incredibly nice man. He's always been very cool to all of us. But I've known the other guy for 20 years. I did not plan on getting busted by like the president of the company damn near.
You're busted?
Darn near. Filling up a thing of M&M's. Now I'm not going to lie. I'm a little shook about this. I think it went well, Jason. Also?
Apparently not.
Might be my last day.
Yeah.
Carmichael Dave. Fired over unethical M&M practices. Who was hot, by the way? Not me.
Anthony Davis was.
Whatever.
And the Kings were not.
All right.
Yeah. You missed them both.
Sorry.
You happy with yourself?
Was
it worth it?
No. You try to do something nice.
So don't eat the M&Ms.
Well, no. That's a good snack after.
Or buy them for yourself.
But I will.
You've got your food corner.
I do. But
got a backpack.
If I bought a thing of peanut M&Ms and left them here, how long until Kyle Ledbetter has doused the whole thing?
Oh, half a day.
90 minutes.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And they don't fit in the backpack. It's a very lunky, large thing. Three in the key. Let's recap it from last note. Did we already do that, too?
No.
You gave him a low. I'm a little shook, guys. That's all. And I don't know. Kind of the blank stares coming back from you guys. I don't feel a lot of, we're with you. I feel like there's less.
Oh, I'm not with you.
There's a lot of separation going on here. There's a lot of, we had nothing to do with this. There's a lot of, we're going to sit on the sidelines and let you twist
the
wind.
If I was down there, I would have given the immediate, I'm not part of this at all.
You would have walked out of there so fast that you wouldn't have even been in there in the first place.
That's why we were up here.
I would have said, oh, he's not here. Okay. See you later, Dave.
Then we start talking about spray threes.
Yes.
The whole thing. Katie joining us in 7 minutes. All right. How do we do last night? Hopefully better than the Kings.
All right. Our first category, we asked for made spray threes.
Yeah.
No, we did.
No, we did.
We had Luka and Kyrie points, Fox and Sabonis points. Davey said Luka, Kyrie would go for 66. Fox, Sabonis, 58. I said 57-49. Chris said 54-66. The correct answer was 52 for Luka and Kyrie. Just 30 for Fox and Sabonis.
Take the under. Yeah, stinky.
We then asked, with this new and improved defense, which was not there last night, Keon Ellis steals, Alex Len blocks. Davey said 4 steals, 2 blocks. I said 2 steals, 1 block. Chris said 3 steals, 2 blocks. Correct answer was 0 steals, 1 block.
More like Ellis Continent. Because Ellis Island. Like,
yeah, they were roaming. Yeah, they were all over.
Yeah, a lot of spray threes and no steals whatsoever.
It was okay.
That was all right.
And else? Then.
Ellis Continent.
The random stat.
That got me.
That we asked for. Chris said that Luka Doncic would get a technical foul.
Did he get one in the first half?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe in February?
Did he?
I don't know. Did he? Does it say in the box score anymore? No, it doesn't. I'll look at NBA.com.
No, I don't think Luka got a technical
foul. I don't think he did either, but for some reason.
Someone on the Kings did. Fox. Oh, that Fox and
that's
Monk.
That's what it was.
It was Fox and then
Monk
did.
You're right. You're right.
I said the Kings will come from 15 points or more behind and win.
Well, they were way off.
They got to that
point. Well, he was half right. They were 15 points behind.
Or more. Yeah. They just didn't come back and win.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
What if they win Friday?
Exactly.
And come back and win this game.
Right.
If they win at any point the rest of the year, you're right. Yes, you're that meme of the guy pointing to his head.
And Dave, you said P.J. Washington would get a 20-point double-double.
Oh.
He technically didn't get 20, but he had his first double-double as a Maverick. So I think you get that.
I'm going to take the attaboy on that. I'm going to take the attaboy and the pat on the head.
I think you get 2 of the 3 sprays out of that.
14 points and 13 boards. P.J. again, and I said it last night, P.J. Washington, absolutely a member of the Lorenzen Wright All-Stars. And
R.I.P.
Lorenzen Wright. And if you're not familiar with that, Lorenzen Wright used to just absolutely annihilate the Kings. I think he had multiple 20 rebound games, like annihilated the Kings.
But none of those as a King.
None of those as a King. And P.J. Washington is one of those guys. There's a few where every time we play, Tim Hardaway Jr., by the way, tends to do pretty well against us as well. We will take a break. When we come back, hopefully I still have a job. And if I do, we'll talk to Katie Christensen, Kings TV analyst, about all things Kings and more, and spray threes. We'll do all that right after this.
Stinky!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.